broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And you are in the clubhouse on this May 4th, the day before Cinco de Mayo. My guest, first of all, this weekend is Rhonda Glenn, Manager of Communications, USGA, 50 years involvement with the USGA, dedication, service, and passion to the USGA, author or co-author of books including The Illustrated History of Women's Golf, Golf for Women, The Beginner's Guide to Great Golf for Women, The Rules of Golf Simplified, the Junior Golf Book, Breaking the Mold, The Journey of the Only Woman President of the United States Golf Association. This woman is an accomplished, you know, if you want to follow in the footsteps, it's going to be hard to do. She started off as the first full-time national TV network female broadcaster with ESPN back in 1981. Welcome to the show, Rhonda Glenn.
Well, thank you, Danielle. How nice of you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. A pleasure to talk to you. Now, you've decided to retire, and your retirement, I believe, begins on, well, the 9th of this month?
Thursday. Will be my last day.
But you're not really, I mean, retiring. You know, you've worked so long with the USGA. You started off as a player in tournaments and then working as communications manager. But you've got a lot ahead of you. Can you tell us the story about why you decided to retire and what you're going to do next?
There were two reasons I didn't turn professional when I was about 21 years old. Number one, I wasn't good enough. Number two, I'd get homesick traveling around the country playing in amateur events. And then I wind up with it in journalism and in television and with USGA. And in the last 2 years, I made 36 airplane trips. And it just got to be too much. I looked at the schedule this season and I thought, you know, the USGA has such great benefits. And I'm of retirement age, and I just don't think I could pack my suitcase one more time. If I were 26 years old, I'd do it all over again.
36 trips in 2 years?
Yes, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. So you decide to retire, and it's interesting, you're going to be writing a book with Nancy Lopez.
Well, I was just thrilled. She called me. We've known each other, of course, for about 35 years, everything, long time in my career, but and she said, I want to finally write my autobiography, and I would like for you to write it.
Wow.
Well, I was just thrilled. And we've recorded probably 30 hours of tape so far. And I've been working on it at night and on weekends. And it's such a story. I mean, there are so many things that people don't know about Nancy. And, of course, she's charming and wonderful and so easy to work with, but this is a very big book, and that also influenced my decision to retire. It comes out a year from now, next Mother's Day, and HarperCollins, they're the publishers. And it was so complex, this story, and I thought, I really want to do a great job on this, and in order to do that, I'm going to have to devote full time. So that on May 10th, I'm going back to it.
Well, but you know what I thought was truly an amazing sign, if you will, if there's signs out there. The day you go into the doctor, and the same day you get the contract with HarperCollins. I mean, tell us about that.
Well, I'm a cancer survivor, mm-hmm. and I went through some very serious surgery. And on April 9th, I did pass my 5-year checkup with glowing colors, and
wow.
So that was a relief. And then we got the call from HarperCollins, Nancy and I, and they made a verbal commitment to the contract, and I was thinking about all the trips I had to make, and I just thought, you're right, it's, you know, the good Lord was telling me this is the time.
Yeah, perfect time.
It was,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I your introduction includes the many books, and I like the idea of getting The Rules of Golf Simplified. Thank you very much. But also, you started off in television, the first full-time female correspondent, reporter, anchor for ESPN. For many women, that would have been something they'd not give up ever. Why did you choose to stay? No, seriously, you know? I mean,
yes.
Being in television is like, wow, I finally arrived. Why did you give it up?
Well, first of all, I had been in local TV in Norfolk, Virginia for 7 years. And I was in the news, and, you know, at a great time when it, to be in television news, because Watergate was going on and all of that, and I wound up having a talk show and co-anchoring the 6 and 11 o'clock news. So I had a news background, and then I started, ABC called me and asked me to do their women's golf. And that was thrilling because I was working with Jim McKay and Dave Marr and Bob Rosberg, you know, these legends of the broadcast industry. And I loved that. And then ESPN got in touch with me, and it was fun. But, you know, I was used to being the only woman at that time in various jobs. And I, of course, was the only woman there. And the guys couldn't have been nicer. I mean, Chris Berman and Greg Gumbel and Tom Pippins and Tom Meese. And, they were so nice. They didn't even swear when I was around, which was great, you know. But I worked from 7 at night till 4 in the morning. I had the midnight shift, the midnight show with Chris Berman very often, and sometimes Tom, sometimes Greg, and then the 3 a.m. show. And I'm living up there in Connecticut, and I'm a native Southerner. Plus, I would match my knowledge of golf, baseball, and football against almost anybody. But I told them, I said, I really know nothing about ice hockey. I'm from Florida, and I don't know anything about basketball. And I suggest you wait maybe, you know, a couple months before you put me in anchoring. Let me be your reporter or something. Well, they put me on co-anchoring SportsCenter in February, right in the middle of hockey and basketball. And I did not do well with those two sports. And I think that really kind of hurt my career there. So we had a parting of the ways in 1982, and that was fine because I went back to doing the ABC golf where I was very comfortable.
Absolutely. Very, very comfortable. I'd like to thank our sponsors. We're going to take a real, like a 60-second break here to thank the people who make this show possible and talk a little bit about your work, because then the USGA comes calling. And we'll be back with Rhonda Glenn, Manager of Communications, USGA, on her 50 years with USGA and the book she's writing with Nancy Lopez.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
That is the Hawaiian Airlines jet taking off. We don't know. It's bound for Seattle, Tokyo, Tahiti, San Francisco. And if you are the ninth caller now, 808-296-5467. The ninth caller qualifies to win the trip for two to San Francisco, where you'll stay for four nights in the Palace Hotel San Francisco, a luxury collection hotel. All you have to do is call 808-296-5467. You'll be one of the qualifiers, and the drawing is before the end of this month. We're talking right now with Rhonda Glenn. She's writing a book with Nancy Lopez. Rhonda Glenn, Manager of Communications, USGA. Now, she's retiring this coming Thursday, and I couldn't help but thinking, you know, manager and communications, how do you manage the communications out of the USGA?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I don't know that you really can. I have, you know, I'm a lifelong journalist. I was in newspapers and radio before I got in television. I love being around journalists. I understand their cynical, sick sense of humor. And I know the kinds of things they need. So basically what I manage are the sort of information and interviews that we give to the media. And I've been just working for the USGA on staff for 16 years. That 50 years goes back to when I first played in the U.S. Girls Junior, which was in 1963. And that, of course, was run by the USGA.
Okay. Now, when they come calling, the journalists, and they're knocking on your door, I mean, you must have to develop a really thick skin to just keep saying no, even with, because you've developed friendships with them.
Well, you have working relationships with them. I don't think we often say no, frankly. My area of expertise, if you will, is history. And so I'm able to give them a lot of that information. We work very hard at the USGA with our museum and library to dig up anything that they need. So most often, those are the kinds of requests that I get. Now, when we're at championships, they want to interview players, and we make that possible. I've never had a player say no.
Really?
Right. And, of course, I mostly deal with the amateur championships and the women's open. And I've had very good relationship with the press there, and some of them, as you say, are sort of friends.
I bet. What was your favorite event to be at, to cover, if you will, your favorite venue?
This will probably surprise you, but it's the U.S. Women's Amateur Public Links Championship.
Oh, the Public Links! It's gone! Yeah,
I love that, because I came out of public courses and didn't join a private club until about 25 years ago, but I grew up on public courses. And we conduct our Public Links Championship just like we conduct the U.S. Open. I mean, we have, everything is the same. The crowds are smaller, that's all. But they have Titleist practice balls to hit. We have the scoring tents, the fairways, the tees and greens are roped. We have bleachers. We treat it with such seriousness. And the players at the Women's Amateur Public Links are just so grateful. They, for many of them, it's their first USGA championship, and I know just how they feel, as I did in my first girls' junior. You just go, wow, they're treating us with such respect. And so I see that, and I see that excitement among the players. Plus, you get a lot of really good golfers out of the Public Links Championship. Yanni Singh, Michelle Wee, you could just go down the list. And these are gritty, determined public course players. And it's just thrilling to be around them.
Well, what was your reaction when they decided to eliminate the...
I know.
Yes.
Just, two more years, I think, of the Public Links Championships. But I understand. In the past, in order to play in the U.S. Women's Amateur, for example, you had to be a member of a USGA member course, and that was usually a private course. So these championships were for all the public course players. Well, now that criteria has been taken away. Everybody can play in the U.S. Women's Amateur. So all the Public Links players are also playing in the Women's Amateur. And it was kind of a duplication of effort. And so they decided they would get rid of the two Public Links championships, men and women. It's not like you're going to lose any players, because you'll see them at the National Amateur Championships.
It's true. It just seems like it makes it harder for great golfers. Sometimes you have an off week, and it gives you another chance to prove your stuff. The more often
sure.
So from that point of view, I was kind of disappointed that they eliminated one of the avenues, if you will, to really show off your talents. Would you have done anything differently? Do you have any advice for kids going from high school into college?
Sure. I have a lot of young college-age friends, and one thing I always tell them, it doesn't matter what your parents want, what field they want you to go in. They may want you to be a doctor or a lawyer, but you have to find something that you love. If you want to be a journalist, and that's what you love, make a job out of it, and you'll be successful because you'll love going to work every day. And the other thing is to take a college course in logic. I always tell them that. I took a logic course. It helped me more than anything else, more than advanced English, more than journalism, more than literature in my career. Logic, it teaches you how to think.
Wow, no one's ever said that. That's great. Do you hear that, kids? I always tell them to take interpretive reading. Because you put yourself into the work and you're able to express yourself through the work. But logic makes you think. That's great advice. with the book with Nancy Lopez, how do you, you've got a year, and you said it's huge. The idea of editing that down, that's the biggest challenge, isn't it?
It really is, because there's so much that people don't know about her. I'll give you a little hint. Almost no one knows Nancy was adopted. You know, everybody knew her parents, Domingo Lopez, her father, and Marina, her mother. And they have Delma, her sister, they have a very warm, close family. But Nancy was adopted when she was 3 days old. So the story of that just intrigues me, and her heritage. She's an American. She's not a Mexican-American. She's not a Hispanic. She was born in this country. Her parents were born in this country. So I said, Nancy, you're an American. You have a Mexican background, a Mexican heritage. But just her childhood and what she went through, and then her marriage to Ray Knight, the great baseball player, and trying to juggle raising three daughters with having a very successful career as a professional athlete. So cutting it down, yes. Fortunately, that's not my job. We have a really wonderful editor at HarperCollins, Terry Leonard, and there will be other editors involved. So that's their job.
That's their job. And thankfully so, because I know when I write and then I have to edit, it's sometimes it's the hardest thing to do. Each piece is like a part of you, you know.
Sure.
Part of her life. You make the transitions. I'm really looking forward to this. So you expect it to be out in a year?
Mother's Day of 2014.
Mother's Day of 2014. Excellent. Rhonda Glenn, Communications, USJ. I've enjoyed your writing. I've enjoyed your work with USJ. Thank you so much. You were always a constant, and I'll miss you. I know a lot of people will miss you. And whoever's taking over have very big, shoes to fill, because you're an amazing person. Thank you so much for being on the show with me, and I hope you'll come on again. We'll talk about maybe a little bit before the year, before Mother's Day, so we can talk about the release of the book. That's great.
Sure, we can talk about whether or not I'm really going to finish it. Danielle, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you. Rhonda Glenn, Communications Manager, USGA. And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The 2014 Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Go test drive this car at Acura Honolulu, 777 Alamoana Boulevard. I want a tight turning radius. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. I want a responsive engine. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. And a smooth, quiet ride down Alamoana Boulevard. You'll get that. It's so good on the nerves on Honolulu streets. But don't take my word. Test drive the 2014 Acura RLX. Call for an overnight test drive. You heard right. Call General Sales Manager TJ Jones for your appointment to visit Acura of Honolulu. Your time's valuable. Book it. Call 942-4555. Meet with TJ and the RLX expert. There is so much to Acura's RLX, where luxury meets high tech. Acura's flagship sedan, Take it home. Keep it overnight. See how it fits in your life. You heard right. Acura of Honolulu will wash and vacuum your current car while you're experiencing the Acura RLX. And when you bring it back, find out when you can take your Acura RLX or RLX Advance home. The number is 808-942-4555. His name is TJ. The car is the Acura RLX. It's an amazing car, and I'm not easily amazed.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right, just speaking about that Acura RLX, Mother's Day. Mother's Day, you know, it's on the 12th. Maybe you'd like to customize your Mother's Day surprise. On Sunday, May 12th, you're going to want to have a wonderful surprise for Mom. You can get a bow on your Acura RLX, home delivery, or just think, you're in a restaurant, right? You're having dinner, of course, or lunch, and then you come outside, and there is your RLX surprise, your Acura surprise for Mom. Right there, with the bow on it. Wouldn't that be perfect? So surprise your mom, the mom in your life. It could be your grandma. Okay, surprise the mom in your life with your 2014 Acura RLX President. Just call TJ, the number's 942-4555. And if you were trying to call in because you heard the jet take off, all right, well, the phone lines were jammed, so give us a call now. You, if you are, the ninth caller, 808-296-5467. 296-5467. You will be one of the final qualifiers for the San Francisco flyaway for two people on Hawaiian Airlines, and you will stay four nights in San Francisco's beautiful The Palace Hotel, a luxury collection hotel. Joining us now is Nikki Litherland, a pro golfer on the NGA Pro Golf Tour. Now, this was probably the biggest story of the week, okay? Well, in my opinion, it's a big story for a long time to come. It's about deer antler spray. WADA, you know, that's the World Anti-Doping Association, Administration. The people who make sure that we don't take things we're not supposed to if we're athletes. WADA decided that deer antler spray doesn't have enough IGF-1 in it. So it's off the do not take list. That allowed the PGA Tour to take Vijay Singh off the do not punish list. Now, WADA does say if you are found to have too much IGF-1 inside your body, you can be disciplined, but there's no test other than a blood test for IGF-1, and the PGA Tour doesn't do blood tests right now. Given that we're all going to the Olympics in golf, it's all very, very gray. And it shouldn't be gray. It should be black and white. It should be, this is what you can't take, and this is what you can take, because everybody's looking for that edge in performance, and the only way to stop them possibly from hurting themselves is to have rules. Unfortunately, these rules aren't very clear, especially right now with this IGF-1. Now, Nikki Litherland, he had some very interesting comments about it. Welcome to the show, Nikki.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi. You know, I don't think very many people understand, you know, IGF-1, deer antler spray. It sounds so benign. How can a deer antler spray hurt you, you know? And what is IGF-1? Tell us a little bit about what you know. And first of all, why do you know so much?
Alrighty. I guess I've always had a passion for understanding all the aspects of health and fitness. And as a young person, when Ben Johnson got caught for the banned anabolic steroid, Stanozol, it really excited a passion in me to understand exactly the lengths that athletes go to try and win. Also having a mother-in-law who, Annie Robinson, who has a diploma in homeopathy, it gives me great insight into alternative medicines and all those that are out there that most people aren't aware of that can certainly change your life.
Okay. All right. So deer antler spray has this IGF-1 in it. And you wrote in on my Facebook page that one of the primary benefits of deer antler spray is its effect on the body's muscles.
Yep. So IGF-1 or insulin growth factor 1, it's a protein that in humans is encoded in the IGF-1 gene. It's a hormone similar in molecular structure to insulin, and it plays a very important role in childhood growth and continues to have anabolic effects in adults. So obviously deer antler spray itself is only one form of, or spray itself is only one form in which you can get the deer antler extract. So I think that's an important factor to consider as well, because obviously deer antler spray may very well have, and there is scientific evidence just one way or the other, not really, but in higher doses, and very expensive chemically purified doses administered through injection, obviously deer antler extract is highly potent. So that's, and obviously being a professional, someone who is a professional golfer has a large income and therefore can support such a chemical.
Okay.
So deer antler spray obviously naturally increases the body's IGF. IGF-1, that's obviously directly associated then with an increase in human growth hormone levels. So as you increase your IGF-1 level, so that means if you go to more and more purified levels of deer antler extract, then you are going to obviously increase your human growth hormone levels as well. Now, that also increases, IGF also increases the rate in which your muscle cells divide. That's known as muscle fiber hyperplasia. In other words, what happens is the muscle cell gets larger, your muscle cells will grow, and combine these two mechanisms, you end up with an increase in your muscle mass and strength.
Okay, so that doesn't sound bad. But there is a harmful aspect to this that you are writing about, that it's worse than a normal steroid, if that can be possible.
Obviously an anabolic steroid, all that does is repairs a damaged muscle cell. So, for instance, if you go to the gym and then you wake up the next morning, your muscles are very sore, that's your muscle cell saying, oh, look, I've really had enough. Please don't hurt me anymore. So what people do is they take anabolic steroids. That reduces the pain. Therefore, you can go back to the gym the next day and keep, if you want a better, for lack of a better word, re-injure a muscle that you've already damaged, and therefore it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it can't really handle anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the human growth hormone itself, what it does is it replicates a muscle cell. So instead of having 10 million muscle cells in your bicep, you may very end up with 15 million. So therefore, you are less prone to injury. You have an increased blood flow, oxygen levels, and a whole variety of other things that go along to increasing your performance. So human growth hormone realistically is the holy grail of those who wish to cheat.
Okay, but the deer antler spray, why is it bad then? I mean, what does it do that's bad?
Yep, so obviously the deer antler spray itself provides more insulin-like growth factor, and obviously once the body has more insulin growth-like factor, it produces more human growth hormone. So the more deer antler spray you take, the more human growth hormone you will produce.
Okay.
And therefore, the more opportunity your body has to produce additional muscle cells, the harder you work, the more you'll grow, the more muscles you get. But let me just add that within your body itself, if you work out for an extensive period of time, your body itself produces insulin growth hormone, which stops hypoglycemia, so you don't get a blood low, blood sugar low, and so basically this IGF-1 is replicating that process and sort of short circuiting it to ensure not only does your body produce it, but we're going to add some more on top of it to ensure that you have an added advantage over your competitors.
Okay, well, what do you think of what they've done? Oh, the WADA taking the deer antler spray off the list and basically saying that IGF-1, well, because it doesn't have enough in it, deer antler spray is okay, but if you've got too much IGF-1 inside of you, it's not okay, but we don't have a test. It's all very strange to me.
Yeah, so the World Anti-Doping Agency, them removing it off their list, to me isn't a sure thing. Tomorrow it may very well be back on. The only reason why it has been removed is obviously at this point in time there's not enough scientific evidence to suggest that deer antler spray in the form of a spray administered under the tongue or in a tablet form can give you the IGF or human growth hormone impact that some are touting. But that does not mean that as an athlete, as a professional golfer, you cannot go to a source, get deer antler spray in a more higher potency, and therefore then administer it to yourself in the same process and therefore receive additional benefits from it. So in the levels that you can buy on a commercial level, the commercially manufactured levels of deer antler spray, the IGF and that in that is very low, and the benefit you would get is quite minimal, if at all, according to what some scientists are saying. But as I state, it purely and simply is the more money you've got, the higher quality you can buy.
Right.
Obviously, generally what happens is the deer antler itself is divided into three sections. Most commercially based manufacturers use the bottom half or the piece closest to the head.
Mm.
The highest quantity or potency in the antler is in the last top inch or the end, the tip, and that is the most sought after and the most prized.
It's fascinating, you know, the ends to which people will do. What you wrote about the deer antler spray creates additional muscle cells as opposed to the normal steroid, which repairs and rebuilds the damaged muscle cells, not replicating them. You know, you end up with more cells in your body. It just doesn't sound like a good idea. And I appreciate you coming on the show. And Nicky Litherland,
you're welcome.
Very much a pro golfer, NGA Pro Golf Tour. I wish you much success in your endeavors to
thank you very much, Danielle.
To stay in the game, absolutely. And hugs to your girls; they're awfully adorable.
Thank you,
absolutely. And we'll be back. Great talking with you, Guy Shindo of Mililani. He is our most recent qualifier for our trip for two to San Francisco, where the winner will stay for four nights and. You know, we're going to do the drawing really soon, so I just wish you all good luck. Okay, my name is Danielle Tucker. We're going to be back right after this with Greg Lyman and how you can go green with your golf course. No, we don't want green grass. That's not not that kind of green. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Before I joined the first tee, the only sport I ever did was surfing channels.
I used to get C's and D's. Now I'm planning for a BA in history.
I've learned a lot at the first tee. I even learned how to play golf.
Put a golf club in a young person's hands and watch them grow. At the First Tee, we instill values like confidence, judgment, respect, and integrity. Values they learn from golf, but take with them for the rest of their lives.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
That whole thing about having more cells than you were born with because you've taken deer antler spray is really creepy. That's all I've got to say about that. All right, Poipu has a great tee for two deal for couples. Basically, it's 50% off the rate at Poipu Bay Golf Course. So it's obviously a great time to play a round of golf at Poipu Bay. And it's a great time because it's Mother's Day. And take mom, just take your wife, take your spouse, have some fun. Go out together for the day. And it's also Mother's Day coming up. We're going to remind you of this so you don't forget. We're going to give you an opportunity to give mom a round of golf at Poipu Bay. If you're the ninth caller, you win a round of golf at Poipu Bay and tailor-made rocket balls to help you get around the course. Just call 808-296-5467. Yeah, remember that number, 808-296-5467. Now, my guest, brown is the new green in the world of golf course grass, but going green is vital to managing and conserving our environmental resources like aqua, water, all right? Now, when I think of a green golf tournament, I think of the Phoenix Waste Management. Those people have it down. We're talking with Greg Lyman. He is the Environmental Program Director, Golf Course Superintendent Association of America, on going green. Last month, it was the whole focus of the GCSAA. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Hi, good morning, Danielle. Glad to be here.
You know, I was thinking, do you have a golf course that is the standard in becoming environmentally friendly and following the Go Green that you've put out?
Oh, you know, that's a really great question. We generally don't hold any one of them, you know, any one up as the standard, but rather we kind of celebrate collectively what golf courses are doing. There are certainly leaders in this area. We know of those that are really excellent, let's say, at what water conservation, or those that have been very innovative on waste management and through the use of compost, and are purporting to or striving after being a zero waste golf course. So we have lots of great stories in the game of golf, and I think that it's time for golfers to better understand that and to get involved and celebrate it a bit.
Celebrate it. Golfers going green. And how do you, as the Golf Course Superintendent Association of America, suggest golfers go green?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, I am with the GCSAA, and we are a collection of professionals that are the superintendents out there, the boots on the ground, the land managers, if you will. And yet, what programs they put in place each and every day with their staff to make an enjoyable platform for people to enjoy this great game. We're also looking now for golfers to take a step, or maybe even stop and look around a little bit and learn to understand the benefits long term that this golf course has, for one, and then secondly, what they can do each and every round out there. And it's this is not hard. This is extending some of the things that you might do at home, like picking up trash or recycling materials, looking to recycle materials there on the golf course. But then as it gets to the game itself, I think of bringing a reusable water container on your round so we can get away from the purchase of a lot of plastic bottles. And then, Danielle, I think of Hugging trees, how could we learn to hug the grass?
Yeah,
right?
Hugging the course.
Yeah,
I like
how do you
that.
Hug the, how do you hug the course a little bit? And as a golfer, it's the simple things. It's fixing ball marks. It's raking the bunkers, placing those rakes in the right spot, replacing divots, so that what your footprint, you know, you have a little lighter footprint as a golfer on the course, and that relates directly into the maintenance, you know, the energy required by the good staff that cares for that property each and every day.
Okay. Now, when we talk about the staff, a major effort by the Golf Course Superintendent Association of America to get people and golf industry stakeholders, environmental groups, scientists, environmental groups as an advocate of positive environmental progress of the golf industry, all the people who are involved in the industry have a stake in this working, in conserving our water, in making sure that things are done in a most efficient way possible, because we, as you know, are the stewards of the land. That's the bottom line, is this is our earth and we have to take care of it. And so when I look around and I think, okay, you said walking would be a really good way.
Yeah, yeah. So can you walk the course when possible rather than taking a golf car? And you know, that directly cuts down on whether it's a gas golf cart or electricity involved, to you know, every once in a while walk and enjoy it. And I think, Danielle, you are talking about what we're doing within the industry, and we are very galvanized around this topic throughout the other professional organizations and the other professions that are that make their living on the golf course. So that's the golf course superintendent, certainly, but club managers, the pros, the golf course owners, realize that this is not just, it's not just only an efficiency and cost savings, which everybody is after right now, no matter what business you're in.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the long-term benefits are something that golf courses really, to me, are they give back to the community in that way. And you know, when you look across the United States, the number of golf courses that we have that have been on one piece of property for 50, 75, or even 100 years or more, we need to think about these as long-term assets to the community. And so it's that simple realization by golfers, I think, adds a little bit of punch, adds a little bit of value to the game that they love. And there is so much more that golfers can learn. And so I think the desires of the golfer, communicating with the management, communicating with the superintendent to learn more about what proactive programs that they are involved in, what's special about that course, how it helps the watershed, I think continues to add to the great game of golf. That, you know, this is one of the few games that's played on top of a plant.
You say in the paper that was released by the Golf Course Superintendent Association, we're talking with Greg Lyman, the GCSAA Director of Environmental Programs, embrace the firm and fast style for fairways. That's a way that a golfer can contribute.
Yes, indeed.
How?
Well, yeah, so let's think about that just a little bit, because in your opening, you identified that the phrase "brown is the new green." Well, we don't necessarily embrace certainly brown grass, right? So rather than associate a color with the grass, whether it's brown, tan, or green, we're really driving toward what's the performance and enjoyment. And when you consider firm and fast, what that means is that we're using just the water needed to make a robust and healthy plant, yet that the performance conditions set themselves up for a really great game of golf. So when we really opt for firm and fast, we're really dialing back the water, so that, one, we don't want to make it so that we force turf to go into dormancy or we cause it to go under stress. But we do want it just a little peaked, right? We don't want it lush, because then that tends to lead to overwatering, and then that gives us all kinds of other troubles long-term with turf. So firm and fast is something that I think most golfers embrace, because who doesn't like to watch their ball roll another 10 or 15 yards?
Absolutely. And it sounds better than brown, going brown. And, but what we're really saying is just play the natural natural terrain.
Yeah.
Not make it artificially green. You're playing the natural terrain in a firm and fast style, the way the natural terrain rolls.
Precisely, and so yeah, and I think that's something to celebrate, because also in your lead in here before this segment, talked about this a beautiful course offered by Robert Trent Jones. Well, you know, Robert Trent Jones Jr. and the other architects that really are so artistic in the way that they present these landforms for the game of golf. I think there's so much to enjoy there, and it's part of the strategy, right? But now when we apply this kind of firm and fast conditioning, we're making a really great game, but we're getting away from the color. I saw a tournament here on the Golf Channel this week, and some replays where, as they were recounting a bunch of shots of different players at different during different tournaments, you could see a lot of different presentations, and some of those courses, when they come off on TV, you know, they tend to either the putting greens or sometimes the fairways come across as a mottled look, and we need to really be careful as a golfer to say, oh, you know what, to not react and say, oh my gosh, what's wrong with that green, or what's wrong with that fairway, and try to back off of the color relating the kind of a color explosion to a well-performing golf course.
Value and color are not, in other words, just because it's green doesn't make it a valuable course. When we talk about Poipu Bay, or we talk about Princeville, or we talk about any of the golf courses that are already in water-saturated areas, there's a lot of water, for instance, at, let's say, Princeville, because in Hanalei, it rains. Poipu is going to have a little bit more firm and fast fairways because it's the southern part of Kauai, for instance. Makena is not a naturally green place. It's not where you would see, you know, grass growing because of the waterfall. Water doesn't fall on that side of the island. It falls more on the plantation course, Kapalua side of Maui. And the same thing goes for all of the islands. It goes for any place where you put a golf course. Yeah, it just... What we're trying to say, I think, and all of a sudden I've become a golf course superintendent association member, is that, you know, don't expect a golf course to be unnatural. It's supposed to be natural, like the links courses are in England, in Ireland. They look completely different because they're in different climates.
So, yes, precisely. And yeah. It celebrates the surroundings.
Exactly. It celebrates the place you're in.
When you are in those drier climates on the island, those courses are going to reflect that. And so if you do hit a shot offline, or you're well out of the fairway, you're going to expect that lie on that shot is likely to be on a hardscape almost of non-irrigated vegetation. And so, look, we need to take a step back and understand that we use input to present this product to the marketplace, yet we need to be able to hold ourselves up as an industry, as a profession, and as golfers to say, we'll manage these inputs as professionally as we can, and take the long term in mind so that we have golf for generations to come that can enjoy it just as we do. And there's a lot to... there's a lot to celebrate. I think part of the core thrill of playing golf is being in the out of doors. And so when you're on the dry side of the island, the golf course should play differently and look differently. And that's just all part of the charm.
Exactly. And that goes for any place on the planet.
Well, right? You know, that's right. And you get so many visitors that come from all over the world to Hawaii and many of them love to enjoy golf, but we shouldn't expect to bring conditions of Scotland, Asia, or or say north central United States or Florida, and superimpose those over top of Hawaii. We want to have an enjoyable game of golf that will that we can celebrate the landscape of Hawaii, and do so with it looking like Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly. Whichever part of it is, because each island has its own. It has its own wet area. The windward side is where the rain comes toward, hits the mountains and falls. You've got the Kau area, the deserts. Eva Plain of Oahu is the drier side, the Waianae side, because by the time the clouds come to the Ko'olau Range and go across to the central Oahu Plain and then hit the Waianae Range, there's no more water left.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of the grass on the greens and judging those poor folks at Quail Hollow, because I guess of the weather conditions, that the weird weather that we've had on the mainland, with some places it's still snowing, there was no grass on 8 and 10. They had to strip and resurface. And I don't expect you to say anything, Greg, right now, but I was disappointed if some of those guys withdrew because of the greens. Hey, guess what? 99.9% of us play greens that aren't perfect. And watching a professional golfer have to struggle through what we have to play seems only right to me. That's all I have to say about that. So,
yeah,
guys,
look, I think that, you know, look, this is hopefully this just doesn't become a bigger issue than it needs to be.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a very demanding situation. They're going in to correct it, and I guarantee they're going to, you know, they have made those playable and competitive. And fact is, everybody has to play them,
right? That's right. Everybody has to play, and the leaderboard is awesome, and the guys who are not playing just missed out. That's all that's all there is to it. I really applaud everything the Golf Course Superintendent Association of America does. Really, I just love you guys.
Well, listen, on behalf of the 20,000 members of GCSA, I will accept your admiration.
Excellent.
On behalf of all of them. And, you know, for more information here, Danielle, there's a lot for golfers to find out. They can go to our website, which is just simply gcsaa.org, our acronym. And there's a big tab right at the top there for environment that they can click on and find out a lot more that is happening. Or go to the USGA website. They also have a very good information on the environmental issues and the kind of proactive approach that golf is taking. And I look forward to continuing this discussion.
Excellent. And you know, if you go to a golf course and you want to talk to your course superintendent, don't be afraid. I mean, they love to talk about. It's their passion. It's what they do. And if you're going to the golf course with friends, carpool.
Huh. How about that?
Greg Lyman, yes. Thank you.
Well, listen, high fives there on talking to the superintendent. Generally, they don't have an office in the clubhouse where you might check in, but they're always out there on the course, and if you ask, they're not hard to find, and they'd love a conversation to talk about their craft.
Absolutely. Greg Lyman, Environmental Programs Director, GCSAA. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle. Bye
okay.
Now.
Bye-bye. Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
To demonstrate the nimble driving characteristics of this new Acura RDX, we're recording this radio commercial from inside the cabin while being driven by a professional stunt driver. All right, let me open the window here. Listen to the power of the RDX's new V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Now you're experiencing the agility of this deceivingly big crossover. Let's not forget the RDX is also equipped with standard moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. And it has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, hang on. I really can't get any sound out of these seats.
See your Acura dealer for exceptional offers and test drive the new RDX today.
See your Hawaii Acura dealer in Honolulu and Kahului, Maui for the season's best offers on the 2013 Acura RDX. Choosing an Acura just makes sense.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. It was the last Pearl Open. The last Pearl Open. Now, we don't get to look forward to the last Pearl Open. We just had the last Pearl Open. The 35th annual Pearl Open that was held in February of this year. That was the last. Honda sent out a notice saying that for financial reasons and following the death of Tsuchiyo Ogata, who is considered the lifeblood of the tournament, they're not going to have another Pearl Open at Pearl Country Club. It was signed by Honda president Keiko Ogata. That's really sad because we don't have a final one to kind of look forward to and do it up big and all that stuff. And on a happier note, congratulations to freshman Mariel Galdiano and her Punahou teammates. They won the David E. Shih Foundation HSAA. That's HHSAA Girls Golf State Championship. It was held at Ka'anapali this year. Galdiano was the only golfer to break par. Kona win, too, blowing. A 68 on Tuesday, a 69 on Wednesday, and she won by 7 strokes over Waiakea's Sierra Min. Punahou also won. Iolani has won for the past 6 years. So Punahou won by 37 strokes. And for Galdiano, she told her coach, Ed Kagiyama, who is also the director of golf at Ka'anapali, that after the U.S. Women's Open, nothing makes me nervous. Oh, I bet. Okay, now let's get into fitness. I think we should talk a little bit of yoga. Catherine Roberts is with us now, Yoga for Golfers, and her work with the Oakland A's. So she's got, the website you can go to is yogaforgolfers.com, and she's got the number. I had no idea. Catherine Roberts, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You have the number one selling golf conditioning book on Amazon, Swing Flaws and Fitness Fixes.
Yes, when we came out with the book, we had the status of being the number one golf conditioning book at that time. So,
Wow. Yeah,
it's really exciting. That was my second book. I wrote that in conjunction with Hank Haney, called Swing Flaws and Fitness Fixes. So, you know, what we did was we looked at the common physical correlations between the 10 most common swing flaws and helped people to try to correct them.
Can you tell me what the most common is?
You know, I would say two of the most common swing flaws would be like swaying and sliding is very common for people. And another one for high handicap golfers is coming over the top.
Okay.
Pretty common swing flaw. And essentially that's really a byproduct of not initiating your lower body and your downswing.
I was just going to ask you about stabilization.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, what we're really after, Yoga for Golfers, with our clients, is we're after a balance of mobility, you know, flexibility and stabilization. They really have to work hand in hand. And even, you know, you were just talking about some younger golfers, is what I heard you talking about, right?
Especially yes.
Like young women, very often are actually hyper-flexible. So their swing looks like it's more upright versus more coiling and developing more power and speed, which is huge. They really have to work hand in hand.
So you can be over-flexible?
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Very much so.
I would say
it's not, it's especially with, you know, male golfers, I hate to make generalizations, but in general, what I typically find is that men have an opportunity to work on their flexibility, and most women have an opportunity to work on their stability and strength.
Okay. I love how you say that, have an opportunity. Do you mean that men ought to work on their flexibility and women ought to work on their strength?
Let me see. How can I backpedal? I'm basically moonwalking right now.
Yeah, that's quite all right, dear. I'll say it. You know, men, I tend to think of everything in very, and I'm saying this, Catherine Roberts is not. They're very, I don't know how to put it, strong and tight and showing their muscles. And women are more lithe and not so muscular in their attitude. It's like in stance. You look at a person and how they stand. That speaks volumes about how they move and their motion. So,
oh, absolutely. And, you know, everything begins with posture. You know, what we talk about in our classes and with our students is that posture is the foundation for your golf swing. It's the position, you know, that sets your address position from which all motion begins. So posture, the analogy I use is like, you know, if you went to buy a house, Danielle, the first thing you do is you get the house inspected. You want to make sure that the foundation isn't cracked. And if you have poor posture, that's like building a golf swing on a bad foundation.
Okay. So how do I correct my posture? Sometimes people don't even realize they have bad posture.
Oh, it's so true. Well, one of the things that you know, we kind of grew up with, you know, our parents saying, you know, okay, stand up tall, pull your shoulders back.
Right.
Okay? Right? But that doesn't really build a stable, solid posture. So what we do is, and you know, the listeners could even do this with me, is if, and you could do this too, if you stand up, right, and so you stand, let's say you stand with your feet that are just hip-width apart, just right underneath your hip bone, the first thing that you do is you start to kind of engage the pelvic floor, which is just kind of a lifting of the pelvic floor, and then you draw your navel in.
Hold it. What's the pelvis floor?
Well, maybe I shouldn't get into it. Let's start here.
Okay.
Let's start here. This is the acronym that we use for how to build solid posture. The acronym is NTR, okay? So N stands for draw your navel in towards your spine.
Okay.
Okay? T stands for your tailbone will just slightly move towards the ground, but you're not tucking your hips under. You keep a natural curve in your low back, okay?
Okay.
So
done.
That's the navel in, the
okay.
tailbone down slightly.
Okay.
The R stands for rib cage lifted. Okay,
uh-huh.
So you can already feel that your entire core is involved. And then lastly, the shoulders lift up and back.
They naturally go up and back when you do that rib thing.
Exactly. They will naturally do it. It's just kind of the last piece of that. So now what you can experience is building posture from the inside out with strength and power instead of just throwing your shoulders back.
That was perfect. I stood up and did that with you.
And you can feel it.
NTR.
NTR, navel in, tailbone down slightly, not tucking under, rib cage long.
We're talking with Catherine Roberts, okay? And this is yogaforgolfers.com. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. So you've got this great opportunity for people to go to your website. I think you have a new and improved website, the last time I checked, and you have got four brand new instant download workouts.
Yes, four brand new instant downloads. Really exciting. The shortest one is a 6-minute warm-up. The next one, which we're really excited about, is a putting workout, and that's only 16 minutes. And I can just kind of touch on that for a moment. A lot of people don't practice putting because it does strain the muscles of the core. And so the other piece is that the part of your spine that has the most rotation, that really rotates your shoulders, is what's called your thoracic spine. It's kind of like the mid to upper back.
Okay.
So this workout, what it does is it helps strengthen your core. It gets that mobility through the thoracic spine so that regardless of whatever putting stroke you use, you'll have more mobility and stability in the core to execute that putting stroke more efficiently, effectively, and consistently.
That workout's
only 16 minutes. It's super short.
Is this the cutting edge putting workout?
Yep, that's the cutting edge putting workout.
Okay, take us through it a little bit.
Okay, so for example, you know, one of the stretches that we might do, this is actually a very common yoga stretch is called a cat-cow pose. So you start on all fours, right, with your hands and knees, and then you press your spine down towards the floor, okay, which will help you with your posture, especially if you have what's called a C posture, which is kind of like that rounded mid-back,
yeah.
Right? And then you push up towards the sky, so now your spine looks like a scared cat, right? So even that type of mobility will help you to, you know, to get more motion and mobility through the core. There's another one we do that I love. It's called a dynamic alligator, where you lie on your side. So let's say I'm on my right shoulder and my right hip, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My right arm is extended at shoulder height, but everything's on the ground. My head's resting on a pillow, and my knees are at a 90-degree angle, okay? So what I do is, as I inhale, I roll my left shoulder and my left mid-back all the way open, and then I close it like a book. So it's like you inhale and you open, and you exhale and you close. So what you're doing there is, again, you're getting more mobility in the thoracic spine, but you're stabilizing and strengthening the lower body by squeezing the legs together.
Excellent.
So those are just two of the, you know, the two of the exercises that are in that putting workout. And then the last two, the instant downloads. And what's fun about these is that you get them immediately, and they can be immediately on your iPhone, on your computer. You can plug it into the television. You can take it with you. Is we have just like a par level yoga for golfers, which is perfect for someone that's never done any yoga. It's really kind of a beginner's yoga for golfers. And that's only 30 minutes. And then the last one is what's called the three-dimensional yoga for golfers workout. And that's a little bit more advanced in that we link the poses together to work in all three dimensions, all three planes of motion.
Fabulous. And these are all available at yogaforgolfers.com. And we're talking with Catherine Roberts, Yoga for Golfers. And you work with the Oakland A's.
Well, yeah. You know, I've actually been in Major League Baseball for 10 years teaching yoga. I've been with the L.A. Dodgers, the San Diego Padres, and the Oakland A's.
I understand some of the managers and the GMs, they come down on the field and work out with you?
They do. The coaches always participate. As a matter of fact, with the Diamondbacks, I'm working with the coaches now. And, you know, it's really interesting because the biomechanics of golf and the biomechanics of, you know, of batting are almost identical. It's just the position of the ball is different. So, you know, I can speak to both sports. But it's an interesting dynamic. Being, you know, in the middle of the field, like you can see on our website, you know, pictures of me with the Oakland A's, you know, you've got 40 guys in the middle of the field and you're in charge of the stretching program, you know, and it's yoga, so.
I'm sorry.
We're making sure. Go ahead.
It just, you were cutting out just a little bit, but I was chuckling at the thought of all these big, you know, guys who've just come out of the weight room. You know, and here they are doing something, you know, I don't know. It just reminds me of Jerry Rice taking ballet so he can get his balance, right?
You know, right. You know what's interesting is that the way that we present it is very sport specific. So, you know, I don't use any Sanskrit. There's no chanting. There's no oming. No sitting in lotus position. It's all very sports specific. And I've had guys say to me, wow, this motion, this, I can see how this is really going to help me hit the ball. You know, both golfers and baseball players. And what's interesting, too, is that you mentioned the coaches participating. I would say the most common comment I hear from the coaches is this: I wish we were doing this when I was playing.
Wow. That's very cool, and I only laugh because I can, you know, I can see that if you were to try to pass on the philosophical religious aspects of yoga while you're teaching them, you know, the moves, that would definitely take them, you know, it would be much more difficult for them to embrace it, but for you to treat it as what it is on a physical level, the benefits of stretching and limberness.
Yeah, and also, but you know what's interesting too about it? You know, you have these guys that are very, very fit, and I mean, I get them breaking out into a major sweat doing yoga. And it's not that they're not fit, it's just that I'm doing something different with them than they would normally do.
And that's so important.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's really interesting. In the Diamondbacks, in their weight room, they have a big sign right across the weight room, and it says, "Durability is more important than ability." Period.
I think that pretty much says it all, doesn't it?
It really does because it's important that we, and especially for golf too, we stay in the game, we enjoy the game, we play injury free, and we play more because this is a game that we love. I'm a golfer. I love when I'm playing golf.
Catherine Roberts, Yoga for Golfers. Her website is yogaforgolfers.com. Check it out. All of these things will help you play a better game and for a longer time. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Be well. We'll talk soon.
Aloha. My name is Danielle Tucker. We'll be back with Ron Green Jr. He writes for Global Golf Post. He's at Quail Hollow. And we have a couple more things to give away this show. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
To demonstrate the nimble driving characteristics of this new Acura RDX, we're recording this radio commercial from inside the cabin while being driven by a professional stunt driver. All right, let me open the window here. Listen to the power of the RDX's new V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Now you're experiencing the agility of this deceivingly big crossover. Let's not forget the RDX is also equipped with standard moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. And it has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, hang on. I really can't get any sound out of these seats. See your Acura dealer for exceptional offers and test drive the new RDX today.
See your Hawaii Acura dealer in Honolulu and Kahului, Maui for the season's best offers on the 2013 Acura RDX. Choosing an Acura just makes sense.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. Okay, first of all, if you'd like to customize your Mother's Day surprise, because after all, you want to have the best Mother's Day for her this year, okay? It's the 2014 Acura. You can either get the Advance RLX, you can get the RLX, or maybe you think she'd be more comfortable in the RDX. It doesn't matter. You can make it a special gift. You can put a bow. They'll put a big bow on that car. They'll deliver it to her home. It'll be there when she opens the door to go out shopping that day, after, of course, you've made her breakfast in bed. Or you can take her out for dinner or lunch, and then the car will be waiting in the drive. So she'll come out, and there's big bow. You know, surprise mom. Okay, the mom in your life with the 2014 Acura RLX, RLX Advance, or the RDX. Call TJ, 942-4555. Now, you got to call this number, 808-296-5467. Because if you're the ninth caller, you could give your mom a round of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course. And coming along with that gift certificate for a round at Poipu Bay is, well, you know, you got to go around the golf course with tailor-made rocket balls, right? Okay, 808-296-5467. Give us a call. We missed Mr. Sinkhole. Mark Myhall was going to call in. You know, the guy, he was out playing around and the golf course tried to swallow him up? Seriously. You probably heard this story. We're going to talk to him today, but I don't know. Something went wrong with the connection, so we'll have him on again. Oh, some other time. I wonder if he's tired of telling his story yet. I'd never tire of telling that story. I'd probably have many different swing thoughts when I actually went on a golf course. Let's bring in from Quail Hollow and the Wells Fargo, where is it possible that Phil Mickelson is in the lead? We have Ron Green, Global Golf Post writer, and he's also writing for, I found a couple of really great articles. Welcome to the show, Ron. Isn't that strange? There we go. Can I hear him now?
Ron, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. Isn't that great? I feel like I'm on a cell phone. Nice to talk to you. I was reading your stories that you wrote on Charles Frost, on the no grass on 8 and 10, replacing that, stripping it and resurfacing. Boy, they had some work to do, didn't they, getting this tournament underway?
They have had some serious issues with the greens. I mean, they took the best they could throw at it, money-wise, expert-wise, and just had no success. The weather here in Charlotte has been abnormally cool. And normally, this time of year, we've had like 20, 80-degree days. It has not hit 80 degrees this year, and I'm standing outside where it's 55 degrees right now, which is not at all normal here. And they got rain coming tomorrow, and they're going to tee the last group's going to tee off at 8:45 in the morning here tomorrow. So I think that'll be about 3:45 your time.
Yes. How's that going to work for television?
I think it's going to be the magic of tape. So if you don't want to know who won tomorrow, weather permitting, you need to just stay away from the computer for a while.
I think so. And it's a great leaderboard, despite all those guys who withdrew. And I've already scolded them on the show earlier. I was talking with Golf Course Superintendent Association of America, Greg Lyman. And, you know, the fact that the weather's been so bad and they had the difficulty with the greens, everybody's got to play them. Do you think they were really withdrawing because of the green conditions?
Nobody came right out and said that. But like Ian Poulter last week tweeted that he had heard the greens were bad and he might end up changing his schedule. He actually came to Charlotte, did a clinic with the Boys and Girls Clubs here, and then flew back home, which makes you think he took a look at it and said, okay, not enough. But to their credit, guys like Phil Mickelson, Ricky Fowler, Rory McIlroy, and others have spoken out really in support of the tournament. It's a tournament that does everything so well in so many ways, and the golf course has always been in great condition, and they've just got some issues that they can't resolve. And a week from Monday, they are going to come in here and dig up all the greens, go way below the surface, take the subsurface out, and start all over and convert them to Bermuda greens. So I think this time next year when we're talking about the greens at Quail Hollow, it will be about how good they are.
Yeah, well, Quail Hollow has a huge reputation for being one of the best tournaments on the tour in the way they take care of the PGA professionals. Is that correct?
It is. I mean, they set a very high standard from the moment they debuted 11 years ago, and they've continued it. And that's why, you know, Phil Mickelson said it does everything as well. He said it's the tournament that we judge everything else by. It sets the standard, and everything is gauged off sort of Wells Fargo. And that's why so many guys have come, and Tiger's come through the years. And I know his agent said he wanted to take 3 weeks off between the Masters and his next start. And maybe so. I'm sure that's part of it. But my guess is he might have gotten wind of the greens and thought, well, maybe not this year. But, again, that's just speculation. But he wouldn't say that publicly because he likes the people here. And to the point that when he decided not to play, they went to the they called in advance to tell him and to sort of get it out there. You know, normally, if Tiger wasn't going to play somewhere, he just wouldn't show up, wouldn't enter. But, you know, yeah. But at Quail Hollow, you know, he's had to do it a couple times for injuries. He calls them and says, look, here's why I'm not coming. I'll be back. So we'll see. But they've got a great leaderboard with Rory and Westwood and Nick Watney, who plays well here, and Phil, Phil's been here, I think this is his 10th year. In his first 9 years, he's got 6 top 10s, so he's basically done everything but win.
And here he is at the top of the leaderboard. Phil Mickelson, Scott Gardner, Derek Ernst, Nick Watney, Ryan Moore, Rod Pampling, Rory McIlroy, who's got his game back, it appears, Lee Westwood, John Senden, D.H. Lee, Robert Carlson, Nate Smith. I haven't even gotten through the top 10. We've got guys, I don't know, is that 8 or 9 guys tied for 9th right now? Amazing, going to be watching today. I've got to ask you, though, I'm not familiar with some of the guys at the top of the leaderboard. Scott Gardner, Derek Ernst, can you give us a little bit of background?
Scott Gardner is a rookie, Australian background. Started off, had a good tournament, I want to say, at Sony's, but had one good finish, and I think has missed 8 straight cuts and was as shocked as anyone to see his name up there yesterday. Ernst So we'll see where it goes this weekend. Ernst is another guy we don't know much about, and I'll be honest, I have not. I'm not as familiar with him as I should be with some people, but it's seeing McIlroy and Westwood come back here. They both played with here. You know, Rory's played here three times. He's won once. He's finished second once. So it's a place that he's really comfortable on, and I'm very interested to see what he does this weekend. Probably miss a little 2.5-footer for birdie on the third hole just a few minutes ago, but I think he could be very much a factor as this thing plays down.
Now, Rory and Lee Westwood are playing. They're they went off at the same time. They're paired together today in competition. Are they comfortable together?
I think they're very comfortable together. When Rory won here, lose track of my year, 3 years ago or whatever, Westwood had already finished, gone in and cleaned up and everything and waited around. And when Rory came off the course, Westwood put a big giant bear hug on him to congratulate him. So, yeah, I think they're very comfortable together.
And Phil Mickelson, he's so, I don't know, the way he talks, he always says the right things. You know, he's the ultimate politician of golf.
Yeah.
And he's playing terrific. He's really got his game on, 68, 67.
Yeah, he really does. He loves the way he's driving it. He said, I'm driving as long and straight as ever, which around here has gotten him in trouble when he hadn't been able to do that because there's so many big trees. But he really sounds like a guy who feels like he's ready. And he's putted so well. And for all the talk about the greens here, through the first two rounds, he was 31 for 31 inside 10 feet. So it's pretty hard to beat that. Now he's got to keep it going this weekend. But, you know, you get vibes listening to players, and you can sort of hear in their words and voices sometimes when you can tell there's a little uncertainty about how sharp their game is. You didn't get that listening to Phil the last 2 days. It sounded, he said, when I take time off after a major, I usually take a week with don't even hit a ball, which he said, he went a week without touching his clubs this year. He said, when I come back within the first day or so, I can tell if I'm close or if I'm not, and if I'm going to have to work at it. He goes, I felt good from the moment I started hitting balls again and going back to work, so we'll see.
That's great. Ron Green, Jr., he works with Global Golf Post, and I've been reading some of his work, too, at the Charlotte Observer. Let me just, can you stay with us for a couple more minutes? I need to take a short break. Great. We'll be back right after this. Ron Green, Global Golf Post. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
The 2014 Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Go test drive this car at Acura Honolulu, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. I want a tight turning radius. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. I want a responsive engine. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. And a smooth, quiet ride down Ala Moana Boulevard. You'll get that. It's so good on the nerves on Honolulu streets. But don't take my word. Test drive the 2014 Acura RLX. Call for an overnight test drive. You heard right. Call General Sales Manager TJ Jones for your appointment to visit Acura of Honolulu. Your time's valuable. Book it. Call 942-4555. Meet with TJ and the RLX expert. There is so much to Acura's RLX, where luxury meets high tech. Acura's flagship sedan. Take it home. Keep it overnight. See how it fits in your life. You heard right. Acura of Honolulu will wash and vacuum your current car while you're experiencing the Acura RLX. And when you bring it back, find out when you can take your Acura RLX or RLX Advance home. The number is 808-942-4555. His name is TJ. The car is the Acura RLX. It's an amazing car, and I'm not easily amazed.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Get your fingers dialing, because we only got 3 minutes, okay? The number is 808-296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. We're talking with Ron Green. He's at Quail Hollow, Wells Fargo. Ron, do you think they'll continue sponsoring this event, Wells Fargo?
It looks like it. They have a contract through the 2014 tournament. The PGA Championship comes to Quail Hollow in 2017. But I know negotiations are ongoing between Wells Fargo and the tour about an extension, maybe a five-year extension. It's not done yet, but my expectation is, barring some unexpected problem, that they'll get this thing put together sometime this summer and probably have it set in Charlotte for another 5 years, or, you know, through about 2019 or so.
Excellent. Charlotte's so beautiful. Can't wait to visit. I've never been. On anchoring, I understand we may hear something May 21st or so. That's from Joe Ogilvie. What have you heard?
Heard that, too. But we'd also heard that we might have heard something last week. So we're all sort of waiting and seeing. It's, you know, it'll be nice to get it done. I actually have a column in Global Golf Post coming out this Monday about it. This whole season, it seems like, has been about so much more than the golf. It's been about the anchoring. It's been about the VJ thing. It's been about the Tiger ruling. It's been about this and that. There's so many things. And, you know, there's sort of been an edge in the air in golf this year instead of just about the golf, but some rancor almost. And I'm sure whichever way the anchoring thing comes out, and I expect that they're going to go ahead and enact the ban, you know, we're going to have more fallout from that. So, but I just ready to get that decision done, you know?
Yeah, it certainly would be nice just to have the golf. It's like, why do we need all this controversy? And WADA sure pulled a big one on us when, you know, it's like deer antler spray is taken off the list because there's not enough in it, so then there's not a case against Vijay Singh, if there ever was one. But if you get too much IGF-1 in your system, if they then you are in trouble. It's just, it's crazy. Have you heard much around the locker room on this?
Well, I think everybody just sort of like, well, wait a minute, he was guilty of it. He admitted he was guilty of it. But now what he's guilty of is not something you can... like so many things, it's been such an awkward conclusion to it this year. I just don't think it was, you know, watching Fincham make the announcement the other day, you couldn't quite figure out what he was feeling, you know, because he felt like he could... They had convicted him, so to speak, and, you know, he was in the end of the appeals process, and then suddenly they get this word that, okay, well, we can't really test Adelaide enough.
Weird.
It's a very good word for it. It was just weird and remains so.
Yeah, truly. You know, I love the story that you wrote about the gentleman who is Russ Henley's coach, who at the last minute, Charles Frost, an assistant pro at Scott Davenport Quail Hollow Club, said, would you like the last sponsor exemption?
Yeah, and he just narrowly missed the cut. It's funny thing. I mean, Charles is a great player, won the North Carolina Open, and he shot 64 from the back tees at Quail Hollow with an 8 on the last hole. That's how good he is. But, you know, he played well, had a good time, narrowly missed the cut, and then Friday afternoon when he finished his work, he went inside and put his shirt and towel and went back to work selling shirts and helping with the merchandise tent.
Yeah, truly an amazing, amazing person. That's a great story, though. I mean, you know, you've never played in a PGA Tour event, and you're so good, and to have that opportunity, truly well-deserved. And Ron Green, thanks so much for being on the show. Global Golf Post comes to you in your inbox. All you need, it doesn't cost anything. It's a free subscription. You just give them your email address, and there you'll be able to read Ron Green. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Daniel.
Aloha. And we won't be back after this. We'll be back next Saturday. I want to thank our sponsors, the people who make this show possible. The Golf Club is brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, yes, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and the Acura RLX Advance. You definitely want to put a bow on it for mom. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. It's stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones together created this stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golfing experience, Poipu Bay Golf Course. Star protection for property threat and risk assessment. That means you go and have your property assessed and then you get it covered for the risks. That's right, star protection in Hawaii and California. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.